I have a lot of growing up to do, friends. I realized that in the bathtub the other day and said so to my rubber ducky.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I celebrated another birthday. At this age, you can almost hear your odometer flip over. Truth is, I don't feel a day over 27, but my body does. A younger friend called and saying, hair plugs keep falling off my head. I hung up on him. Sure, I have a few rust spots and the chrome is pretty shiny, but I feel chipper. And last time I checked, no one had used the word chipper for about 30 years. Even my dog is old. Mojo the Third fell asleep sitting on my lap, and were it not for my lightning reflexes, she would have hit the floor. I saved her life, but I may have pulled some fat doing so. I'm at the age where your muscles still don't have the good sense to lie dormant. I play softball, then spend the winter nursing Achilles tendons that feel like they're being chewed on by a pack of rabid chihuahuas. Two friends just informed me that they didn't celebrate their birthdays this year. They just opted to ignore the doorbell and see if the visitor would go away. One reminded me of the Bible verse in 2 Corinthians 4, "Outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And I think he's right. I mean, I feel pretty good for an old guy. I'm able to get to the fridge and navigate staircases. I exercise 3 times a week because it feels good when I stop. I'm learning to enjoy salads if they're covered in cheese. I rarely eat more than I can lift. I do have some vices, but they're pretty meager. I was once a pack-a-day smoker, but that was 5th grade, and I quit the day I started. I drink more Coca-Cola than I should. I know, it contains all the goodness of aluminum wheels, but I kind of like it. When I turned 50, I thought the 50th was a year of jubilee, of joy, and pardon. Everyone was to return home, forgive debts, and set free their indentured servants. I had trouble enforcing this. Return home? Our adult children eagerly return home, but only for lavish meals. Forgive debts? The people at the bank insist I continue mortgage payments. Set indentured servants free? I offered my wife the year off, but she still cooks. I guess because she loves me and knows that without her, I will resort to subsisting on chips and pine cones and be dead within 2 weeks. Though I'm getting older, I sense this renewal coming on the most when I focus on the fact that I'm 1 year closer to home. Look in the mirror and you discover that gravity doesn't tend to lift anything. But this life is a dress rehearsal for the real thing. The thought of eternity with Jesus would make my hair stand on end if I had some. A longing to be with Him doesn't mean we're content to leave the world as it is, but hope bubbles to the surface more quickly than it did even a year ago. Clive Staples Lewis, whom we know as C.S. Lewis, wrote, "It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one." Amen. And so this hope beckons me to do something lasting while I still have a chance. Hebrews 12 says, "Since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. I can truly say, without medication, that I love getting older. My plaid pants are finally back in style. And my parents don't tell me what to do anymore. They've been gone a little while. And what I really like is that I can stay up as late as I want sometimes. Last night it was until 8 p.m.
Want to experience Phil up close and personal? If so, take advantage of the opportunity to invite Phil and Laugh Again for a special appearance or event in your community or church. Become a member of the Laugh Again team and together let's share the truth that brings laughter to life. For more information on how to bring Phil and Laugh Again to your town, call us today at 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.